Well, good morning. Anybody here from any of the places in that song other than North America? Any of the places named in that song? All right, where are you from?
Canada.
All right, well, North America. Okay. All right. Australia. Welcome. All right. Anybody else? Let's get a few more countries, though, that aren't named in the psalm, but that are here. All right. Yes?
China.
Okay. Good. And?
Ghana.
All right. Some other countries. Come on.
Singapore.
Malaysia. Japan. Anywhere else?
Germany.
Costa Rica. Yes. All right. Anybody else? Wonderful. Well, welcome to everybody. And we take this time each day to meet together and to come away from our regular academic responsibilities and think about the Lord and meet with the Lord and worship the Lord and so forth. So I'm going to read a passage from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, and beginning with verse 43. John chapter 1, the Gospel of John chapter 1. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." I circled the word finding. Jesus sought Philip. He found him. He said, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him. So I circled the word found after Philip. So Jesus found Philip and Philip found Nathanael. It's kind of interesting. And told him, we have found the one Moses wrote about in the law and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. "Nazareth, can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. Let me just stop there for a minute. It's interesting, these three words, finding Philip, Philip found Nathanael, and then Philip says, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law." So who found who? Did Philip find Jesus or did Jesus find Philip? I love the old song that goes like this: "I found the Lord, but afterward I knew. He moved my heart to seek him seeking me. It was not I who found, O Savior true. No, I was found of God." And I think that's what we see happening here. Anyway, it's the next verses that I want to read with you. And I will confess to you that I have taught this book many times, including here at this university, the book of John. And for years, when I would teach this book, I would teach a lesson plan one day up through verse 46. And then the next day, I would start with chapter 2, verse 1. Because I didn't know what to say about these verses. I didn't know what they were talking about at all. So I just skipped them. And Dwight Moody was a great evangelist, but he was a very uneducated man. He never went to school. And he went to London, England, for a great evangelistic campaign. It was such a great campaign that the Queen asked to have a personal audience with him. And so he and his song leader, Ira Sankrey, came to the court of the Queen, and they met with the Queen. And she asked Moody, while he was with her, if he would read some scripture in her presence. And she picked a passage out in the Old Testament and gave it to him. And he stood and he started to read. And in the passage was the name Mephibosheth. Well, he tried it and he missed it. So he went back and tried it again and goofed it up again. So Ira Sankey, who was his song leader, who was a great, greatly educated man, Moody said to Sankey, "Would you just come here, please, and pronounce this word correctly?" So Sankey stood up next to him and he said, "Mephibosheth." Moody said, "Thank you." Moody tried it again and he murdered it again. So Moody says, that after that time, every time he was reading scripture publicly, he always kept his eye a line ahead. And if he saw a word that he didn't know or couldn't pronounce, he would stop before the word, make a few comments, and start on the other side. So that's kind of the way I was with this particular passage, all right? And so in chapter 1, verse 47, it says, when Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, here is a true Israelite in whom there is nothing false. How do you know me? Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you. Then Nathanael declared, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Jesus said, you believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree? You shall see greater things than that. He then added, I tell you the truth. You shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. What in the world is going on here? Have you ever thought about these verses? When Jesus saw Nathanael, verse 47, approaching him, he said, here is a true Israelite in whom there is nothing false. Now, why do you think Jesus said that? The clue is right in the sentence. Here is an Israelite in whom there is nothing false. Some, help me out here. We're in school, okay? So help me out. What's Jesus referring to here? What do you think he's referring to? What does he call him? An Israelite. What is that? Where does that come from? Who is Israel? That's God's name for a man in the Old Testament whose name was Jacob. Right? And God changed his name to Israel. Do you remember that? Now, what did Jacob mean? Well, you remember when Jacob was born, he was a twin, and his brother Esau was born first, and then the Bible says that Jacob was born second, but as he was came out of the womb, he was grasping the ankle of Esau. And so they named him Jacob, which means the one who grasps, or the supplanter, or as it became used later, the deceiver. The deceiver. And you remember that Jacob was a really good deceiver. He deceived his brother Esau. He got the birthright. And then later on, he got the blessing. And you remember, after he got the blessing, do you remember what Esau said? He said, he has rightly been named Jacob, for he is a deceiver. So that's what Esau said after Jacob stole the blessing. But God changed Jacob's name to Israel. And do you remember when he did that? When did he do that? He did that by the brook Jabbok when Jacob wrestled with God all night. And then God touched his hip and made him crippled the rest of his life. And it says he limped after that. And God said, I'm going to change your name to Israel. Because the word Israel means one who wrestles with God. All right, so Jesus is obviously referring to all of this when he makes this statement. And he knows that the people he's talking to understand what he's saying. That's why he said it. Because they knew Moses and the prophets. We just read about that a minute ago. You know, the one whom Moses and the prophets write about. We found him. These men knew their Bibles. And so they knew what Jesus was talking about when he said, oh, here's an Israelite in whom there is nothing false. Here is an Israelite who's not a Jacob. He's really an Israel. He's really an Israel. Here is a man who has learned what it means to walk with God. That's what he's saying here. That's what he's saying here. All right, so Jesus says this, and Nathanael says, how did you know me? Because what Jesus said was true. He said, what you said is true. How did you know this? How did you know this about me? Look what he says. I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you. Now, you know what I used to think? I used to think that Nathanael was so impressed with this statement that Jesus makes, I saw you under the fig tree. And I used to think that when Jesus said, I saw you under the fig tree, that Nathanael was probably on the other side of town, you know, sitting under a tree, and in between are all these buildings and houses and everything, but Jesus has bionic vision. You know, Jesus can see through anything. I mean, he's God, you know, so he kind of sees through everything, and he says, you know, I could see you clear through the town over there. And Nathanael's like, oh, he's impressed. Oh, this must be God. You know, he's got bionic vision. That's not what Jesus is talking about at all here. He says, I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you. Then Nathanael declared, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Jesus said, you believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. So he says it twice. Interesting. Twice he says, I saw you under the fig tree. He says it twice. But you're going to see greater things than that, he said. Now, the key, I think, to this passage is understanding what the fig tree was. Now, we know what a fig tree is. A fig tree was and is a very common plant in the Middle East. It's about 10 to 25 feet tall, has large leaves, is one of the shadiest plants in the summertime, and is a very nice place to go when it's hot, and it's a place to go to cool off and to relax and so forth. But it was also a place where people went to meditate and where people went to get away from it all and to meet with God. And that's what Nathanael was doing there. And Jesus says, I saw you. I saw you. I saw you under the fig tree. You're a man who knows God, who meets with God. How did I know that? I saw you under the fig tree. Now, let me just ask you a question. What if you went downtown Columbia today and you met Jesus on the sidewalk? I mean, you know, in person, physically. You know, we think that would be wonderful. I don't know how wonderful that would be. I think it would be kind of scary. You know, every time somebody met Jesus in the Old Testament, at least, you know, it was an awesome experience. In fact, Jacob, after his name was changed, he said, I have met God face to face. I mean, that was a scary thing. But you met Jesus, and Jesus would say, oh, I know who you are. I saw you under the fig tree this morning. Would he say that? Would he say that? Oh, I know you. We meet all the time under the fig tree. What do you say that to you? We lived in Italy for 13 years, and the apartments that we lived in a couple different places, either had marble floors or ceramic tile floors. And either way, they're very hard and noisy if you drop something or your kids are playing with toys on the floor. And one day our kids were playing, Heather and Laura. Heather was 9, Laura was 7. They were playing in the hallway of our apartment with plastic toys and stuff, and they were making a lot of noise. And I heard Heather say to Laura this. She said, Laura, shh. Mama's in her chair. I knew exactly what she was talking about. And so did Laura. And they got very quiet. In our bedroom there and in our bedroom here, we had an old wicker chair with a cushion on it in the corner of the bedroom. And that's where my wife goes to meet with the Lord. Now, you can meet with the Lord anywhere, but that's where she goes for her time with the Lord. And we had never said anything about that to the kids, but they had just seen it happen so often that Heather said to Laura, Mama's in her chair. Anybody ever say that about you? Shh. Mama's in her chair. That's what Jesus is talking about here. And now look what he says. Look what he says at the end. He says, you believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You shall see greater things than that. Then he says this, I tell you the truth. And we won't go into that phrase. That's a very strong phrase that only occurs in the Gospel of John. And in the Greek, it's a double expression. I tell you the truth, I tell you the truth is really what it should say here. I tell you the truth, I tell you the truth. In other words, what I'm going to say now is really true. You shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Do you see what he's saying here to Nathanael? He's saying, Nathanael, I saw you under the fig tree. You know why I saw you there? Because I was there too. In fact, the reason why you could commune with God is because I was there. That's the only way anybody can commune with God. And your eyes are going to be opened and you're going to see the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. What's he referring to? You remember what he's referring to? He's referring to that time again when Jacob took a rock and made a pillow and lay down, and suddenly he saw a vision and there was a ladder from heaven extending down to earth and angels ascending and descending on the ladder. And Jesus says to Nathanael here, the Israelite, the Jacob, the Israelite in whom there is no God, he says, I'm the ladder. There's one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for us all. It's because of me that you can have communion with God. I was there. What a wonderful passage. What a wonderful passage. So I guess my devotional challenge to you and to me this morning as we are busy in classes and so forth in summer studies is take some time to just get under the fig tree and meet with the Lord. And realize that when you're there, He is there. And because of Him, we can have wonderful communion with our Heavenly Father. Well, let's pray. Thanks, Lord, for this few minutes that you've given us together to look at a passage that maybe we don't think about too often. And teach us to be like Nathanael, a man who knew the Word of God, a man who met with God, a man who was a man of faith and prayer, all of that implied in these wonderful word pictures that Jesus uses here. We thank you even more for Jesus, and we thank you that we can meet with you because of Him. And we commit ourselves to you for the rest of this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thanks a lot.